This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. She called herself Jihad Jane. Her real name is Colleen LaRose. The petite, middle-aged blonde from the suburbs of Philadelphia represents one of law enforcement's worst nightmares. She's the new face of terrorism. Prosecutors say LaRose converted to Islam and then trolled the internet to recruit others. Allegedly, she looked for people like herself, women with American or European passports who could, as she put it, blend in. Officials worry she's the latest in a growing number of Americans who are signing on with terrorists. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
If you've been listening to NPR's terrorism coverage in the past year, these are some of the names you've been hearing.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed,
Anwar al-Awlaki,
Sahim Alwan,
Kamel Derwish,
Yahya Goba,
Nidal Hassan,
Najibullah Zazi,
Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib. Here's something you might not have realized. More than half the people in that list are Americans.
It's the same problem we see in Europe. There really is no longer any one profile of the terrorist. We want to believe that there is, but there isn't.
Bruce Hoffman is a professor at Georgetown University and a frequent consultant to the government on terrorism.
More and more, whether it's local high school students who have reputations of being good students and good boys, or whether it's the next door neighbor's housewife, what we see is that there's just an incredible diversity of the people being attracted to these movements, and that it's no longer possible to say who a terrorist is, or even to say that it's someone so dramatically different from ourselves.
Consider Colleen LaRose's biography. She dropped out of high school. She'd been married several times. Back in Texas, where she'd lived before Pennsylvania, she'd been arrested for writing bad checks and for drunk driving. Neighbors said she was quiet and kept to herself. In other words, she's precisely the kind of person who would fly under law enforcement's radar. A petite, blonde, American woman, before now, didn't fit the terrorist profile.
The problem is, given how diverse these people are, it just raises the challenges for both law enforcement and intelligence to run these threats to ground.
Perhaps the most famous American to have joined the enemy is a Californian named Adam Gadan. He's been a prominent spokesman for Al-Qaeda. He was in the news this week when there were reports that Pakistani authorities had captured him. Turned out, they hadn't. Gadan is not the only American who has become the public face of a terrorist group.
Blow by blow.
That's the soundtrack of a jihadi recruitment video that came out of Somalia last year. It stars a young man named Omar Hamami.
The only reason we're staying here, away from our families, away from the cities, away from, ice, candy bars, all these other things, is because we're waiting to meet with the enemy.
It's no accident that Hamami speaks with an American accent. He was born in the U.S. His father is a Syrian immigrant, his mother, an American. And he grew up in Alabama, a star of his high school class. Law enforcement officials say the video, which has gone viral on the internet, is aimed at recruiting Americans for Al-Shabaab, a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Experts say the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have made recruiting easier.
It really is this culmination of 8 years of being involved in these two wars that is starting to supercharge the environment amongst these diaspora communities.
Reed Sawyer is the head of the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point.
It certainly doesn't mean that there's going to be a wave of these individuals coming forward, but it just means that the numbers are increasing.
The numbers are increasing. This time last year, a young Hispanic man named Bryant Neal Vinias stood up in a Brooklyn courtroom and pleaded guilty to terrorism charges. He had spent 14 months in Pakistan training with Al-Qaeda. What he made clear is that what Al-Qaeda is looking for is people like him, or Jihad Jane, people who don't fit the profile of a terrorist. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.